medically speaking, across the whole of the United States, indeed the Western world, is people are getting sick with diseases that didn't previously exist. You know, why is that? Why is it that all these things are happening now? Why is cancer at such massive, massive rates? In New Zealand, 1 in 2 people get cancer. 1 in 2.
Okay, you're touching on a very important part here. This is very important. Because what we're looking at, and you're absolutely right, we're looking at the pathology, at the diseases that, yes, we saw in the past, but not in these numbers. And let alone the numbers, the big problem also is we're seeing all these diseases in younger and younger people. And that is a big problem too, because we don't want to lose our young people. We are used, we grew up in the belief that those older than us are going to go first. And then we go, and then our children. But what we're seeing today is that many young people are dying before their parents. And they're dying with terrible diseases. But then when you take a second look and you review what we're doing to our children, it's even worse than what we're doing to adults. We're not taking care of ourselves, but we're taking much worse care of our children. Let me go back to the analogy I did with the car, where you want to get your car with the best fuel and the best lubricant. It doesn't take a genius to know that if you go to any restaurant and you open the so-called children menus, you're going to see the worst part of the food supply. You're going to see fried food, sugar, highly processed things, and very high fat, and salt. So you have the big enemies of the health. First, the 2 S, sugar and salt. Then refined flour. Then you're going to have the fried food, the excess fats, and fats that are the worst quality. And you're going to see that in all these menus, there's nothing that's live. There's no live food in there. You're never going to see fruit. You're never going to see vegetables. You're never going to see grains. You're going to see nothing like that. If you open the children's menu, you're going to see garbage instead of food. And to make it worse, we're going to give that with soda pop. That either it's with sugar, which is bad, or it's a diet soda that's even worse. Diet sodas have proven to make it more possible for you to catch diabetes, make you gain weight more than sugar itself. So we're doing a disservice to all these kids. And because they do not eat what they should be eating, they're just fat, they're filled but not fed, and they are with a lot of deficiencies. And we're seeing it now. They might look okay, but as they grow, they start catching all these terrible diseases. We see them literally dropping dead in the track because they just don't have the capacity to withstand all the stresses of life, even in school. So our children are getting sicker and sicker, and then they get to their 20s and 30s, and we're seeing children very young with diabetes, with high blood pressure, with heart disease, with vascular disease, and yes, with cancer. We have to make a change here. And that's exactly what the hospital is about. We believe that the answer to health is healing. You don't want to cure a disease. You want to heal from it. You want your body to restore every function. You want your body to fight off the problem. And you want your body to do what it should be doing, perform. You need performance, nothing else. You need healing and you need good performance. You're never going to accomplish that if you don't give the body what the body needs.
Now, Lindsay, your personal experience of this, I mean, do you actually know what was really wrong with you in the first place? Like, what was actually going on in your body? Is it one of these oil men diseases you've contracted?
No, it wasn't one that the oil men are contracting because of the chemicals they come in contact with. I was only there on the oil field for 3 years. What I had was something that probably has been running around in my body for years, called Epstein-Barr virus. And the Epstein-Barr virus is the precursor to chronic fatigue syndrome. And because I had had a tooth that gave a problem at 77 years of age, and I had a little lump on the side of my nose that needed to come off, and the stress and pressure I probably was under from producing a new DVD series back toward the end of the year, all of it just enabled that virus to literally devastate my body and take over. As we oftentimes say, we have cancer cells running around in our body all the time, but when the immune system becomes so weak, they take over, and that's when the trouble comes in. So when I got here, first thing they wanted to do is exactly what you're hearing Dr. Rodriguez talk about. He wanted to build my immune system back so strong that it could take over the Epstein-Barr virus.